All right, we're starting Bezus Hashem, Daf Lamed Ches, Baba Metzia, and we'll begin at the Mishnah at the top. Hamafkid Peris Eitzel Chadei, right? Afilu Hein Avudin Lo Yiga Bahen. So if a person deposits, he leaves Peris by his friend to watch, even if they get Avudin, meaning they're going to get ruined. So Rashi says, Al Yidei Achbarim Oy Rakbain. Okay, so either standard rot or rodents eat from it. Okay, so you still can't touch it. No, you should actually go ahead and sell them. Bifnei Bezdin, right? An official sale, right? To make sure that you're getting proper value. Meaning, and it's Lafuke himself, right? He can't just keep it for himself and pay the money. Okay, it's like he's saving. It's like Hashavas Aveda. He's saving it, and therefore by him selling it, so... It's like a Meshim Aveda. Now, two things I just want to mention. First of all, when we say, the Mishnah says, Lo Yiga Bahen, you shouldn't touch them. So the Tanakhama holds this would only be by Pikadon. Meaning by Baveda, there's no Machlekes. So Divrei Akol, if we saw it before, right? The animal and the situation, it's Yosef Mekdech Esrainan, so you would sell it. It's specifically by Pikadon because the Baalim know that the standard, right? Standard is it's going to rot. Standard is... Rodents are going to eat from it. Animals are going to eat from it. Okay, and therefore, he must have left it there. I'll das that. So you can't, the Tanakhama holds, you can't just go ahead and sell it. You can't take matters into your own hands. Now, also, so that's point number one. Just wanted to clarify.
The
point
Shemer
number
is also not going to charge him for it. The Shemer Aveda could charge him.
For it. Meaning here, we're turning it into money. We're not talking about charging. We're talking about, we're turning it into money. So, what do you mean?
Part of the reason was because if he spends money on maintaining the
right, but I'm saying, but anything that's going to get damaged, that happens to be by an animal. But if the item's going to get damaged, you sell it, right. Monetize it, right, and hold on to the money for the owner. second point, I just want to mention that it's an interesting lashon. Shimon Gamliel says you sell it. Why? Because v'pnei shehu kim meishav aveda labailim. Now the question is, the kim meishav, is this really aveda or is it still pikadon? Meaning, what's the nafkamina? And the achrenim clear this, right? What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, let's say you didn't sell it. So are you going to be chayiv because it got ruined? Is it midin shayimrim or is it just meshav aveda? So then we have to deal with it like an aveda. You didn't do hashavas aveda, but we're not going to be chayiv al shayimrim. It's a question of how specifically you take and how seriously you take this lashon of kemeshav aveda. What gather you're not? You're not hashavas aveda. You're still in pikadon, right? And you're now some sort of pshiyusa on your pikadon. In fact, the Magen Avraham brings down that if a person is mafkid chametz etzel chaveray and he doesn't sell it, and he holds on to it, and it gets ruined because of that, that he is chayif to pay. So he obviously holds that, he's obviously paskening there in that specific case. I wanted to bring in Yana Deyama, right? We're coming up on Pesach, so I have a Pesach halacha here, Shoshim Yom Kodem HaChag, and now it's right 2 weeks, so L'chol
HaDeyas. Even though it's funny, how does he sell it?
So before.
It's not his to sell.
Right, so exactly, that's what I'm saying. Licked in, you have to say that within the, according, and Shmuel Gamliel is going to say the same thing, right? It's Mechem Rifnei Bezdin. We're saying that it's built into the Shmira is the ability to go ahead and do this is an understanding, right? And we've seen this, it really fits within we've had this, right? So again, we've discussed that's where the Perek started, right? How did he get the Kevel? It's built in. There's umdanas, all these umdanas built in when you give it, right? Even though what seems to be a simple, there's really a simple handover, seems to be a lot more than that. Okay, Zakta Gemara. My time, huh? So what's the reason why? What's the reason why you're not allowed to sell it? So Amar Rav Kahana, Adam writes a Bekav Shalai Kavim Shal Chaveh, right? Because a person would rather have his own, right? Bekav Shalai, again, we're going to see in understanding how seriously we take phraseology of Kim Eishu Aveda, right? Like we said in the Mishnah, this one also, how dafka is it, right? I'd rather have one of my own than nine of somebody else's. And again, the Mepharshim actually speak out here, is this dafka when you grew it? Or even when you buy it, you put effort into buying it. You selected it, right? So how far does this go? Where would it be? Okay, but the point here is here in general that I want what's mine and you have no right to sell it and replace it with something else. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, no, that's not the reason. It's Chayshin on Shema Asan, Hamafkid Chumo Meisar HaMakam Acher. The problem is that he might have gone ahead and separated Chumas and Meisaris from these. Anyways, they're sitting by someone else, so they don't have access to them. And he had some other fruits he had to take Chumas Meiser. Maybe he made them Chumar Meiser. So how could you go ahead and sell it if he made it Chumar Meiser? Then you're going to be running into problems. Okay, we'll see what problems. It could be two ways. Meaning then it's Chuma, either it's Chuma, maybe the Baal made a Chuma, or Maybe he's separating and you had already sold it. He doesn't know when it gets, right? So we're going to discuss that in the Gemara. Now, just one side kasha Tosfos raised, which pops out, is, hi, chaverim, they're not tayrim, in a term element amukif, it has to be, they're not going to, right? They're not going to separate from, they're not going to take truma maisar on stuff that's far away. So he says there are even chaverim, right? Erev Shabbos, kagoy, there's certain examples that you can. Okay, so therefore that's the chash here. So you can't sell, Paris that are rotting, right? They're rotting. We have two reasons. Either because you want personal preference, that a person, he's mafkin midas, and I want my fruits, I don't want somebody else's. And number two, because we're concerned that maybe he made them truma maisa. So meisvei frek de gemara, we're going to bring a kasha from a braisa, mafkin Paris itzel chaveira. Hezel yigabah and lefikach, bal habayis oisa oisan truma. Therefore, since he's not allowed to sell it, therefore the Baal Bayis, the owner of the fruits, is allowed to go ahead and separate Chumar Meiser al Makam Acher. So you could use these for Chumar Meiser. Bishlam al Rav Kahana. So we're stelling on the Lashon of Lefichach. Bishlam al Rav Kahana Haini Dekatani Lefichach. Makes a lot of sense. Since he's not allowed to sell them, why is he not allowed to sell them? Because he's not allowed to sell them because it's his. And he wants his. He doesn't want it to be replaced. Therefore, since you're not allowed to sell it, he can take Chumar Meiser. Although Rav Nachman, it's circular reasoning. My Lefichach. The Lefikha doesn't make any sense. That's exactly the reason. Not, right? The reason why Yael Sevis was making Trumas or Maestras. Not because he might make Trumas Maestras. That's not the reason why you're allowed to separate Trumas and Maestras on it. Right? It's circular logic. So the Gemara says, no, Hachi Kamar, Hashtadam Rabbanon, Loi Nizabin, right? You got to look at it in the context of time. Since the Rabbanon said, don't, Dechai Shinon, because of the Chashash, Lefikha, therefore he can. Right, so since the Rabbanon instituted this, therefore he's allowed to go ahead and separate Trumas Maisa Baal Bayis, Oisa Son Truma Maisa Makam Acher. Amar Rabba Barchana, Amar Rav Yechon. So we're going to qualify, we're going to do Kimta on the Mishnah. Machloikis Bechidei Chisroinon. The Machloikis here is when you're dealing with normal shrinkage, normal spoilage. Okay, meaning it's within the realm of normalcy. So everyone's going to agree, the Chum are going to agree to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that when you're seeing abnormal shrinkage, waste, so then go ahead and sell it. Okay, so before we go weiter, what is considered normal and not normal? So Rashi points us to the Mishnah we're going to have in Mirtz Shem in a couple of days. So it goes through that if you're mafkid peretz etzel chaveray, and let's say you don't separate his, right, the shomer who's holding on to it also has similar types of grain, so he puts it into his grain house. And the question is, what's considered normal shrinkage? When he goes to give it back, everybody assumes it's going to be normal shrinkage. Now, since he didn't separate out, he didn't have yichid le'makam of this guy's stuff, so you can deduct the standard deduction, right? And again, it depends on what type of foods will have different, right? It ranges from 2.5% to 10%, okay, if you want to go in percentages, okay? So again, Rashi says that's considered the norm. Okay, so the problem is, Tosfos says, hold on one second, that how could Rashi say that when it's more than that, then everyone holds you can sell it, but less than that, it's a machlekes. Hold on one second. Why, if it's less than normal shrinkage, why, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, should you be able to sell it? It's within the range of normalcy. So if that's what you're talking about, so Tosfos says that we're talking about an accelerated shrinkage, meaning it's that amount, but in a shorter period of time. We'll see, the Mishnah over there is going to say it's per core per year, right? It's 2.5% per year, that's the shrinkage. So let's say it for an item, or somewhere, it depends on which item, 2.5, 5, or 10%. But let's say 2.5. So it's 2.5 over the course of a year time. But if let's say it shrinks by more than that, or by 2.5% in an accelerated time frame, let's say in a month, so then the question is, now after a month, it's on a trajectory for a lot more shrinkage, and that's where the machlekes is. Can you sell it at that 2.5 on an accelerated? Now, again, Rabbi Barchana Amar Rav Yechon is coming to say that if it exceeds that, everyone's going to agree. Okay, meaning even if it exceeds the shrinkage amount, then everyone's going to agree. So that is how Tosfos argues on Rashi in the explanation. But let's see weiter. So now, whose question is, Adarav Nachman bar Yitzchak v'adei pliga. So Rabbi Barchana Amar Rav Yechon is definitely arguing on Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak because the concern is trumas and maisers. So more or less shrinkage, it's not about does the guy want you to sell it or not. At what point does he want you to sell it? No, we have a real chash of trumas and maisers. Adarav Kahana milayim de pliga. Do we say that he argues on Rav Kahana? Okay, meaning ki kamar Rav Kahana b'kidei chesroinin kamar I frek de gemara v'haraitze b'kav shaloi mitisha kav shal chaveira kamar. Okay, guzman ba'amo. We could say it's a guzman, meaning like this. Does he argue on Rav Kana? Because Rav Kana seemed to be saying he always wants his, no matter what, even if he can get nine times more of somebody else's fruits. So the Gemara seems to say, when it's reckoning, is he arguing on what Rav Kana said? The Gemara says no. Right? Vali ad Rav Kana, mile mi pliga? No. No, it's only regular normal. What about the lashon of roitz bekav shaloi mitisha kav mishachavei? Right, that is guzma ba'alma. That's an exaggeration. He doesn't really mean that meaning, but it could be the Rav Kana will agree to the statement of Rav Kana or Rav Yechonon. Meitzvei frekti gemara lefichach ba'al ba'yis oisai some truma ma'aser al makom acher. So frekti gemara v'leichush dilma havaluhu tevelim yoyser mekadeches reinon. Concern is, hold on 1 second. Maybe it has more than the standard shrinkage, right? It lost more. Vizavdinu, and the Bailam sold it. Vika echel tvelim, yosem ekadeches reinon. Sorry, vika echel tvelim, right? So why are we going ahead and saying, how could Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yechanan say that you're allowed to go ahead and sell it when it has more loss than expected? The Brisa says you're allowed to say Peir Trupas or Maisers. If he sold it, then, the Bailam, you're going to run into a problem. That means the Bailam assumed that it was still there. So the Gemara says, Yes, Mekdechas Reinon Loi Shchiach. Because that's not Shchiach, so you don't have to be Chayshish. The E Mishtechichimai. Okay, Shkoyach, it's not Shchiach, but you're giving authorization for them to do it. So what happens if it would taka happen? Mizabinon Luhu. Then they would sell it. Okay, so you're right. Things don't normally spoil more than they're supposed to. There's a normal spoilage rate, right? So, but let's say it does. So now you're going to go in and sell it. So the Gemara says, "Ki mizmamino nani lekayhanim b'dmei truma b'zabnino lohu." So we sell it at a truma rate, assuming that it's truma. Okay, worst case scenario, it's a lower value. We sell to Kohanim, that's the lower value than Chulin. So now the question is like this. Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchak, namin is beninu lekayhanim b'dmei truma. So according to Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, why did we say that Adar Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak Vaday Pligi? Meaning, if the whole concern is maybe the Bailam made a Truma or Miser, so why don't we just why does anyways right from the fact that the Brisa says that the Bailam are allowed to separate Truma and Miser because they don't have to be concerned, they don't have to be concerned for abnormal shrinkage and then or spoilage and then the Shomer sold it, because even if the Shomer sells it, he would sell it al das, and maybe the Bailam didn't sell his Truma. So according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak as well, that was his whole reason, Truma Meiser, so that answer should work. So why did we have to come out and say the Rabbi Bar Chanan Rav Yechanan must be arguing on Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak? So the Gemara says, but made Truma, b'ha-pligi, and this, it turns out that this is the machlekes. The Rabbi Bar Chanan savar yoyis mikdeches roinan lo shchiach midi, okay, that it is not shchiach, that it's going to have more spoilage or shrinkage than normal. No shchiach midi, v'chi mishtakach, and if it taka does happen, l'kamehu dahavyo yoyser migideches reinon, okay, it'll take a long time. The Bailam would do it in less period of time. They would do it sooner. Okay, so again, it would, even, it's not shchiach, and even if you're going to have abnormal spoilage, that would take a longer period of time. And the Bailam, they would only separate Truma and Meiser earlier. Okay, so that means, again, we're not worried that the Bailam will sell it after it's already, we're not worried that the, sorry, that the Shomer will sell it after, before the Bailam had a chance to separate. The Bailam are only going to separate Truma and Meiser on it in a short period of time. It takes a longer period of time, and therefore, we can solve all our problems by just selling it to Kaihanim. However, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Savar Yesem Mikdeches Reinon Mishkach Shchichi, that it is Taka Shchiach, okay, meaning it happens, V'chihava Luhu La'altar. So it seems to be a little bit of Machlokes and Metzias, that it happens much quicker. And therefore, we cannot allow you to sell it, okay? Therefore, V'yamrit nizbeninu, zimnin dekadim zavinu, v'chiyavinu ba'albayis, truma maestro amalkam acher, lo yada de zivna, v'ka'achol tvelim, right? We're going to get into a situation where the Bailam are eating tevel, because in Metzias, you could have abnormal shrinkage very much quicker, and therefore, we can never allow you to sell it, because maybe the Bailam went ahead and separated truma maestro on it. Now, so a person, again, he deposited peiros and they got spoiled. Yayin vehechmetz, wine that turned into vinegar, okay, it turned. Shemen vehivish, okay, so again, that's also a lashon of the shemen turned. Dvash vehidvish, that's also a lashon of turned. Okay, so these things are got spoiled. yayin, shemen, and devash. Hareze lo yiga bohen, devir ha-meir. Rameir holds, you can't touch them. Cham oimir meisalem takona. Then no, you can. What you do is a meichern mebezin. Uchshu meichern, meichern la'acherin. When you sell them, you have to sell them to somebody else. Meichern la'atzmai. Right? That's what we're saying. The lashon is meichern mebezin. You can't keep them for yourself. Ki yitzabai. Similar sort of idea. Gabait stuck of his banchein lahem aniyim. L'chalit. When there are no aniyim. So they collected the money. So what do they do? Parten la'acherin. That they can distribute them to others, but they can't keep them for themselves. Ain parten la'atzman. Gabait tamchoy. Again, that's also, right? That's the food. Like a food tzedakah, bizman she'ein lohem aniyim lachalik meichren la'acherim bein meichren la'atzman, they can't sell it to themselves. Katani bias, but what do we taka see? Peiros vir kivu my lavafil yeser mikadei chisrainon. So even it sounds like they got totally spoiled, and yet so it's a kasha. We see that it is a machlekes. Okay, how could you say l'divrei? How could you Rav Arachan Amar Rav Yechanan say the whole machlekes is regular spoilage or shrinkage, right? Normal amounts, but if it's a lot more. Then everyone's going to agree. We see everybody doesn't agree. So Mar says loy bikadechas rein, and this machlekes is talking about normal amount of spoilage. Frekta Gemara, hold on 1 second. Yayin vehechmetz, shemen vehidvish, right? That means total spoilage. Yayin, right? The wine that spoils turns into vinegar. That's spoiled wine. Okay, shemen vehidvish, dvash vehidvish. The yasu mikadechas rein and inhu. So the Gemara says no. Shani hani. So this is a different situation. Kivin the kum, right? There's no little spoiling. So fruits can get a little spoiled. Okay, wine. Once it turns, it turns. Dvash, once it turns, it turns. Shemen, once it turns, it turns. And it goes, right? It's either spoiled or not spoiled. And that's why. So the Gemara says, Shemen vehidvish, dvash vehid. Shemen vehivish, dvash vehidvish. So the question is, lamai chazu. So what are those used for? Meaning yayin, we didn't ask, because wine is vinegar. Vinegar has a practical use. The question is, what is spoiled shemen and spoiled dvash have a use for? Lamai chazu. So the Gemara says, shemen chazi legaldoi. That would be used, that has a manufacturing applications. Rashi says, losuch iris. Okay, to smear on hides. So shemen would be used for that, even spoiled shemen. And devash is leksisha degamli. Okay, that would be used for wound care. Right, they were a very utilitarian society. They would use everything, right? So if it was spoiled, they didn't throw it out. They had to find another use for it. Okay, but the point is, again, we're saying, well, again, and we see that they had to, obviously, there was a use for it, because otherwise, why would it be a machlekes whether or not they were allowed to keep it, or whether they were allowed to sell it or not?
Worth as much as... Obviously, when it's
right, it's yeah, but the question is, it already went down in value. So it's no longer, right? So now it already went down in value. And the word is going to get to that in a second. So we understand by fruits that started rotting, so we can have a machlokes whether you're allowed to sell them, because it's a question of, are you preventing, right? You're monetizing, preventing it to go down in value. Here, it's already turned, right? So what's the point? And we'll get to it in a second, right? Devash, leksisha, degam, vechamim, oisalem, takano, meichem, ibezin, maita kanta, avaluhu. Okay, so the question is, what takana is there? Right, it's exactly the kasha. What takana? It's already turned. It's spoiled. It's gone. It's finished. So just leave it there. So the Gemara says, we're talking about Rav Ashi lekankanim, for the containers they're in. Meaning the container will get, by having spoiled stuff in there, eventually it'll rot out the container. So, and what's the machlekes? So now we have a new machlekes. So this isn't really a machlekes like the machlekes in our Mishnah. Actually, the Mefarshim discuss whether it's the same or not, or what the differences are. But at least in regards to these three things, yayin, shemen, and dvash, my kamiflagi, the marasavar lehefsin beruba chashashu, lehefsin muat lechashashu, that you can only sell it when we're talking about hefsin meruba, meaning the ikar peris. But for the container, that's hefsin muat lechashashu, and therefore you can't sell it. Umar savar the rabbanon hold, afil lehefsin muat nami chashashu. Okay, that you are able to sell it. Good.
Why can't he buy it himself?
What?
He said that he can't buy it himself.
It's a chash issue. We meichel achem vein meichel laatzmai. It gets Rashi says shelo yichashdu shema lachem bezor. No, it's because maybe you ripped him off. Maybe you bought him too cheap.
No, but doesn't he have to sell them from the bezin anyhow?
Yeah. So you're saying the two, again.
It could still be a chash,
even if you do in front of Bezin, right? Yeah. Okay, Rashi Magalil Loimer. Yeah, Yimkar Yimachrein beBezdim Nipnei Shehu Kimeishim Aveda LeBalam. Okay, so you go ahead and you sell it. Peiros that are rotting. So Itmar Rav Avav Rav Yaakov Amar Rav Yechon Alacha Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel Alacha Rav Shimon Gamliel Rav Amar Rav Nachman Alacha Kedibrei Chachamim. So the Gemara says, really, you're telling me that I needed Rav Abba or Rav Yaakov to say B'Shem Rav Yechon and the Lachos of Rav Shimon Gamliel, frak the Gemara, V'Amar Rav Yechon and Chada Zimna. This is already well known. Why? Damar Rav Bar Chana, Amar Rav Yechon. We already know that Rav Yechon holds Kol Makam Shoshana Rav Shimon Gamliel B'Mishnah Seinu Alachah Kamaisai. Whenever we have Rav Shimon Gamliel in a Mishnah, the Halacha is going to be like him, Chutz, except for three exceptions. Chutz, May, those are three cases. So the Gemara says, I'm a Rainin, not everybody agrees that Rav Yochanan always holds the halachas like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And if you look, that is Rav Bar Chana's Shita B'Shem Rav Yochanan. However, this is Rav Abba Bar Yaakov, I'm a Rav Yochanan. He doesn't hold that Rav Yochanan holds that the halachas always like Rav Shimon Gamliel with the three exceptions. I'll leave the Rav Yochanan. Fine. Now, so really we're going to segue into a new sugya that's going to carry us through tomorrow, okay, that's gonna carry us through tomorrow and even onto the top of Mem Amud Aleph. Midrash Rav Shimon Gamliel. So from the fact in our mission, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that you can take proactive, preventative care to reduce further destruction or liability, chesroinon, shrinkage. Okay, so you can go ahead and sell it preemptively once you see that it is. It's getting spoiled, right? So you can go ahead and sell it. and again, the way we explained it in Taisus is very nice, right? What's the machlokes? So Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that once it has the normal shrinkage, but in a sooner period of time, go ahead and sell it. That's what he's saying. Meishav Aveda. But Rav Shimon Gamliel, Nishma, the Maridin Karev L'Nichse Shavoy. So we see that you will be Marid, right? You will send down a Yairish to care for the Nechasim of a Shavoy. A nechasim, somebody that was captured, that went into captivity. So what do we do with the field? You send the Yarshim down to care for it. And the Rabbanon hold, we don't, right? Because it's the same idea. What's going to happen? The field that won't get worked, right, will get somewhat worse. It'll get worse, okay? We'll see. It doesn't get destroyed entirely, but it'll get somewhat worse, okay? And therefore, do we go ahead and say that you can, just like these fruits, do you say that you can go ahead and put it biyad acher, make a choice for the bialim, because we don't know what the bialim want to prevent it?
Bezdin, who's making this choice?
Well, Bezdin. Yeah, Maridin Karv L'Nechse Shavu would be Bezdin. Yeah, so again, Umimai. So the Gemara says, Mehechetesi. Dilma Adkan, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, Hacha. Maybe it's only by fruits, Elamishim de Kakal Yakarna. No, because the fruits themselves will get ruined. It'll be gone if you leave him too long. Aval Hasam, the land, Hachanami de'ein Mayridin. When it comes to land, again, land sitting fallow, okay, I mean, it'll take a little bit more to once the owners come back to actually get it worked. But it doesn't get ruined, it doesn't go bad. Fruits go bad. Land doesn't go bad. Okay, Valkan, Lakam Rabbanon Hacha, Ella, Ikarav Kahana, Ikarav Nachman, Bar Yitzchak. Again, the Rabbanon hold, you can't sell it either because I want my fruits or because we're chayshish that the Bailam separated Chumar Meiser on it. So it has specific reasons. But by land, Abel Hasam, Hachanami de Maridin, maybe you could be Maridin. So no raya that we can't necessarily align that Rav Shimon Gamliel here holds Maridin, Yar Karev L'Nechse Shavoy. Okay, now Taisus points out, we're going to see this really at the end of the Yom today, that it's Machalik Tanaim. Rav Shimon Gamliel does hold that you are Maridin. So what do you mean? Why do I have to midah Rav Shimon Gamliel nishma maridin? No, that's Rav Shimon Gamliel shita maridin. It's machlokes, and he holds maridin. So Tosfos says it must be. We're going to see actually two instances on the daf. Tosfos says tzarach lamed deloy shmiya lehi brisa lekaman. Some reason this brisa, the brisa later where it says that Rav Shimon Gamliel taka holds maridin, maridin that he holds maridin kar lenichse shavoy. For some reason, that brisa wasn't what they weren't aware of it. The Gemara wasn't aware of it. Lameimra, the trey time in inhu. Frek de Gemara, you want to tell me it's two different reasons, right? That's why you're saying midrash Rav Shimon. I don't necessarily know it. Why? Because maybe Rav Shimon only said it here, where the peiros will go bad, but the land won't go bad, won't get destroyed. So maybe you can't. So you want to tell me there are two different reasons, and it's not necessarily true that. Because I know Rav Shimon Gamliel here says, go ahead and sell the fruits, but Bezdin, so to Maridin, it doesn't necessarily mean Maridin kar l'nechse shavoy. The memory of the trade time in Inu, v'amar Rav Yehuda, amar Shmuel, halacha k'rev Shimon ben Gamliel. V'amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, halacha k'rev Shimon ben Gamliel, v'amar Shmuel holds Maridin kar l'nechse shavoy. Okay, so Shmuel himself holds Maridin, and he says, halacha k'rev Shimon ben Gamliel. So it must be, it's the same reason. So how could you say there are two different reasons? So the Gemara says, No. Elam mishun dechad taimahu. So the Gemara says no. Loi trei taim and inu. He actually, he one, he holds like Shimon Gamliel, and number two, he holds Meiridin Karav Lenechse Shavai. But then that doesn't necessarily mean that Rav Shimon Gamliel has to hold that. Shmuel holds that. Hachanam Mistabra, that the reasons aren't the same. Damar Rav Amar Rav Nachman Halacha Kaya Divrei Chachamim, because Rav Amar Rav Nachman says that the Halacha is like the Chachamim here. Amar Rav Nachman Meiridin Karav Lenechse Shavai. So he holds Meiridin, and yet over here he holds like the Chachamim. So we see that these two reasons aren't aligned. Like we said, Rav Shimon Gamliel happens to hold by both of them. We're going to see later. But the Gemara is saying, do you intertwine the logic of these two reasons to say that one would tell us the other? Elish ma'amina, trey taimin inu shma'amina. Now, let's get into the sugya. Itmar. Shavoy shenishba. So you have a person who was captured, right? We saw that he was captured by bad guys. Okay. And Rav Amar ein ma'ridin karav l'nechasav, right? The question is, do you send someone down to care for the field? Shmuel Amar ma'ridin karav l'nechasav. Bishashamu b'yishamei. So now, if you heard that the guy actually died, kulay amal le'plegin to ma'ridin, of course you're going to send somebody down. Now, Tosfos jumps on saying, hold on 1 second. We're not talking about where you heard that he died and there's two Edim that came, because then, of course, then the regular Yarshim. We're talking about where there's either a kol or an Eid Echad. So we heard that he died, so then everyone agrees, go ahead and send him down. Keep pligi, meaning have him go work the land. Keep pligi b'shalei shamu b'shameis. So the question is, we know that he went into captivity, okay? And we're going to see, we'll get into the reasons of captivity versus shamu shameis, not shamu shameis. We'll see it at the end today when we bring the brisa that's going to have the machlekes tanayim. We're going to get into some of the logic there. But keep pligi b'shalei shamu b'shameis. Rab amar ein maridin why dilman masid lahu. Maybe the guy will ruin the land. Again, what's his incentive? The owner will show up. Right, the owner will show up. That's what we're thinking, and then he's going to be gone. So I'm going to go. I'll get whatever I can out of the land, and whatever happens to it, happens to it. I don't really care. B'shmuel amar maridin. Why? Keep it amar mar shamina luhu ka'aris. Since anyways, we're going to give you the status. Anytime we're maridin, you're going to be treated like an aris. An aris has an incentive structure that gives him reason to maintain the land. Right? He's going to be like an aris. He doesn't know how long it's going to be there, so he gets a percentage no matter what. Even the Bailam show up tomorrow, he's going to get his percentage. That's what the Chacham hold, and therefore, he's going to treat the land well. The Pasuk says, V'chara api. Now, this is talking about V'rakti eschem v'charev. Okay? And it says, V'hayu nishaysechem almanos v'neim yisaymin. Okay, that's what the Pasuk saying is in the Teichacha, saying that when things go bad, Klai Yisrael does Averis, they don't listen, so eventually they're going to be taken into captivity. And the Pasuk says, so again, we know that if you get killed, then your wife's going to be an Amanus, and your children will be Yisaymin if a person gets killed. Elamai, it's telling us that it's something even worse than that. Meaning, they're going to be led into captivity. We're not talking about when they get killed, and therefore, their wives are going to be agunos, and the children are going to be Yisaymin stuck. They can't go ahead and be Yerush, their parents. So we see, we're not Myridin. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rava, Leir Relimkar Tanan." No, you're right. Maybe we can have the son go work the land, but we can't give him title and ownership. That's what the pasuk's talking about. Hava Uvda Ben Arda. The Aktaka had the story where there was a father who was led into captivity, and Upashter of Sheshes Mehamas Nisan. And from this brisa that darshan the pasuk that it was going to be aser, meaning you can't, right? Because he learned it like the original way we learned the brisa. Amram Demar Leir Relimkar Tanan. So he came to say that no, maybe the pasuk's only like we answered that the pasuk's only talking about that we can't give it to the children, right? Permanently, but we can have them go work it. So the Gemara says, Amarle, Dilma, this is really, you think that that's pshat? Amarle, Dilma, Pupadisa at, Demailin, Pila, Bakupa, Demachta. Okay, that you can figure out how to get an elephant into the eye of a mahat, right? You like deichik dika situations, deichik dika terutzim, okay, and therefore, Vahad dumi dinashasem uvenem katani. So the Gemara, Mahasam kalu kaloi, Afhacha nami kalu kaloi, right? So again, he said that I don't agree with the way that you're learning this brisa. Okay, it must be klalu klaloi. They can't touch it at all, and that is the way Rav Sheshes learned it. Okay, so much so that he backed it up with an insult, but he held like that. Okay, we're saying, but we have no raya from there. Rav Sheshes held it. It was taka the pshat, and the pshat was that the pasuk was saying that you can't even be maridin. You said you can't use the land. And he actually put that into play in the story. However, the Gemara is saying, for our purposes, we don't have a raya from that price, so that's the halacha. Okay, umayridin kar lenechse shavoy tanoihi. We're taka going to say it's a machlokes tanoi. The Tanya. So let's get into it. The Braisa says hayared lenechse shavoy ein mitzi and I say miyadai. So if a person goes down, meaning he goes to work the field of a person who is in captivity, ein mitzi and I say miyadai. We don't take it away from him. Veloyoid ella afilu shama shemamashreshin uvayim. Even if we hear that the owner. Now we're seeing in a second. This is talking about where there was a shmua that the owner had died. Kol echad, right? There was a kol ba'alma. There was an eid echad, okay, but it wasn't full eidus. And then it turns out that it was wrong. Afilu shama shememashra shenu bayin. The owners, we hear that the owner's alive, right? Someone runs ahead and says he's coming. Okay, still v'kidem v'talash v'achal harezeh zarez v'niskar. He can go ahead and take whatever he can out of the land. Okay, even though the owner is going to show up, we know it's no longer his. Why? Because in Rashi, really, on tomorrow's daf, Rashi will explain that we're talking about, again, since the person went to work the field with the understanding that the owner had died, that was the call, okay? Therefore, his das was that the owner's never coming back. And when he went ahead and put the work into the field, so then it was aldas to be able to eat it. So therefore, we let him go ahead and eat it. The Rashba actually says here, since we're arguing on Rashi, he seems to say that no, it's a special takanas hachamim again, because if we don't, then the guy goes to work the field and he has to be chayshish. What happens if the rumor's wrong? Anytime the Baalim show up, they're going to take the land away from me. Okay, so
in other words, he's better than ours?
So he's going to be better than, yeah, he's better than ours, yes. And the Gemara's going to bring that, we'll see that tomorrow. Why? Because here, he went to work the field with the knowledge, and I'm saying this wasn't a suffix situation. This is, again, we had a kol eid echad that the owner had died. So in his mind, right, again, if nobody ever, think about it this way, it's essentially Yerusha, right? Because if we can't get Aiden to come and say that the guy died, it's essentially Yerusha. Now, what we mean by, it's not together Yerusha, but we're going to treat it like that, right? It's essentially because as far as we're Shama Shemes. So again, that's the in-between. Because of course, then I don't need a Bryce or there's no Chiddush that if two Aiden came and said that the guy died, there's nothing to talk about. The guy died, right? So again, in this case, we're treating it like a Yerusha, right? This is the case where we heard that he died. Right, so again, this category, first category is, we heard that they died, then in this situation, even if it turns out the Bible was wrong, since he went down like a Yairish, he went to work the field, and that was his das, he can go ahead, even if he hears the Bible are coming, and he can go ahead and pick all the grain that day and keep it for himself. Now, Hayyur Elenechse Netushim, okay, so if a person went to the field of a Netushim, we'll see what the Lashon of Netushim is, Maitzian Ha'isei Miyadai, okay, that you go ahead and you take it away from it. What is considered netushin? This is what we're calling shavoi, right? So again, we're getting mixed up with the term. Shavoi, there's two types of shavoi, right? There's shavoi that's shama shames, and shavoi we don't know the status of. So according to, now we're going to see, that's really netushin. What so far we've been calling that maridin kara v'nechse shavoi is really this case of netushin. Okay, so what is that? Nechse netushin. I mean, shahaya aviv v'yecha v'yecha min ha-mayrishin. Okay, somebody who was in succession in line to be Yairish. So he went halcholem l'minasayam v'loy shamu bahen shemes, and we didn't hear that he died. Again, we don't know. We had unknown status. Okay, so that's the Tanakama saying that what the Tanakama holds might see a nice miyadai. No, which is essentially if he goes to work the field, we kick him out of there. Okay, so which means ain mayridin karayv l'nechse shavui, right? Rav Shimon Gamliel holds. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "Bamer Rav Shimon Gamliel, shamati shehanetushin kishvuyim." Now, this is the case of shvuyim, meaning it's not the case of shvuyim like we had in the Reisha, which is that he can go, and even if the Baalim end up showing, he can get whatever he wants. This is the case of shvuyim, like we'll see tomorrow, that we're going to treat him like an aris. But the point is, this is the case Rav Shimon Gamliel holds. Mayridin karav lenechse yisaimim. However, there's a third category. Hayyari lenechse ritushim. If a person goes down to nechse ritushim, maitzi and esay miyadai. Okay, that we're going to be maitzi, meaning everybody's going to agree. There's no machlekes. Now, what is nechse ritushim? Ve'elohim nechse. Ve'elohim nechse. Ritushim, exactly. Harishayav v'ayach v'ayachem namarishin kan. Ve'eno de lehechan halchu. Right, they just abandoned. Okay, meaning, what's the case of shavui? The guy had absolutely no time to prepare. They came, they captured, and they took him away. But if a guy decided to just leave town, he skipped town, right? He just left. Nobody knows where he went. then we can't. Why? Because if it, we don't know that he left for a specific reason, so then he Mustama had time to get his affairs in order. And if he wanted somebody to work his land, he would have told somebody that, right? So you can't just go ahead and make an assumption. Now, if we know the guy was captured, they came in, they took him away, so then he never had an opportunity to put his affairs in order. Okay, and therefore, so where does this lashon of the tushim come from? Ritushim. So the Gemara says, Nitushim is the Baal Habayis Ksiv. Nitushin is Baal Karcha Ksiv. That is Baal Karcha. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, Vashvias Tishmetena Untashta. Okay, it's a lashon that we use by Shvias. Avkata de Malka. It's involuntary. Right? Now, this lashon of Avkata de Malka, it actually comes into play halachically. The Marit brings in here, we see that we're using a lashon of involuntary, right? It's Avkata de Malka. Force like shvuyin, and we're using this by shvius, so we see that the hefker of the peir shvius are forced hefker, and you don't have to be mafker. Okay, so that is the Marit Shita. We're using, again, it's a lashon of forced. However, the Minchas Chinuch argues, he says, Minchas Chinuch b'tan the Beisesef, who says that the Bailam actually have to make it hefker. Okay, then you have to understand exactly how to work out this language, not our sugi. Ritushim, what is Ritushim? The Midaitan, he left on his own, it was voluntary leave. The Chsev, Im albanim rutasha, right? That's a lashon of abandonment. So again, when the person is abandoning, he's leaving town on his own, so then there's nothing to talk about, right? But we see, meaning then he can't, everyone's going to agree you can't be married. Again, what we said was there's a machlekes tanayim here, it's machlekes between the Chachamim and Shimon Gamliel, whether or not nichse shavi, as we understand nichse shavi, which is really like we see, which is really nitushim, but it's nichse shavi, meaning that we don't know the status of the owners. And it is a machlekes Rav Vishmuel, right? Machlekes Rav Vishmuel, are we meridin? And actually, Taisa says again, second time, Vim Tamer, Lema Rav Halacha Katana Kama Vishmuel, Halacha Kriv Shimon Gamliel. Why are they bringing this as a machlekes? In other words, a lot of times, and we're saying it's a Tanoihi. Now, a lot of times we do that, right? But usually we have to krechs it, right? It's a Tanoihi, but they're arguing about something, but really this is the what they're arguing. No, but this is the actual argument. There's nothing to krechs over here. This is the argument. So why doesn't he just say Rav holds Halacha's like, Atanakama and Shmuel hold off of Shmuel. So Tosfos again says, "Dleishmiel luhu brisa inami ikadamafchiluhu." So again, either we can go with like Tosfos said at the first Tosfos on at the beginning that this brisa wasn't for some reason this brisa wasn't a well known brisa. We see this now twice, right? Because we had to crash whether or not it's Shmuel Gamliel, midor Shmuel Gamliel nishma. What do you mean? He says it here too, right? So again, that for some reason, or he says that it could be that this brisa we didn't have the sheet to square. That it would flip around. So this way, they said it as the halacha, okay, because different people had different versions of this braisa. Okay, we'll stop here.